Here's our text from the Revelation to St. John, his vision in the 21st chapter. We begin reading at the first verse. Now, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." This is God's word. Dear fellow redeemed, as have the texts recently here at Bethany Chapel led us toward the last day, this text does the same. Or maybe we should say toward the first day. Depends on how you look at it. Two lessons from our text. Here's the first one. If you fall in love with the things of this world, you're going to have a broken heart, because all the things of this world are going to be taken away from you someday. One of two things will happen. Either the things of this world will get old and break down and lose their value to you. Think of the junkyards. There was a time when all those old junkers were shiny brand new, and now they're not any longer. So either the things of this world will get old and break down and lose their value, or guess what? You'll get old, and you'll break down, and you'll lose your need for the things of this world. Just think of the antique stores. All the stuff inside the antique store used to belong to somebody who's gone now. In either event, the things of this world are going to be taken away from you. They're going to be what John says in the text, former things. They're going to be things that are in the past for you. Just think of this. A young man goes to the jewelry store and he buys a diamond engagement ring on the afternoon before Judgment Day. And in the morning, the world ends, and he never makes the second payment on that ring. And he never gets to present it to his fiancée. And they never begin the life together that they had both dreamed about. Because when Judgment Day dawns, everything ends. This life ends, and our world ends, and human history ends, and human hopes all come to an end. Judgment Day is not going to be merely a game changer like 9/11 or the French Revolution. Everything will end. I think it's ironic that in our text for today, St. John talks about the world as we know it, and then he says that the time will come when this world will have passed away. will have passed away. Do you realize that's the phrase we use to refer to people who are dead? They've passed away. And so, if you fall in love with the things of this world, whether it's your precious possession, or your relationship with someone that you love, or some great personal accomplishment that you will have achieved within the next 40 or 50 years, or whatever it might be, if you fall in love with the things of this world, your heart will be broken, because someday that's going to be taken out of your hand. Ready or not, you're going to lose it. Now, there will be some people alive on Judgment Day. Most of them are going to be in shock. Most of the world will be in the grave. And Christians will be awakened to a new reality as Christ's heavenly kingdom breaks forth and is revealed. Listen again to the picturesque language that John uses. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Which brings us to the second message from our text. And I'm going to use the words that Paul wrote to the Colossians. He said, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He's talking about heaven, the same heaven that John described in our text. You see, God never intended for things to end badly for the world that he had created. Even though it became a world of rebellion and rejection against him. And so God sent his own son into human flesh at the first Christmas to become part of the world's population and part of the world's human history. So that as a human being, Jesus Christ could live a sinless life before God as our representative and offer to God that righteous life so that you and I could get credit for it. And because Jesus Christ was both God and man, when he died at the cross, it was a divine death. His substitutionary death in our place was big enough because he was God to pay for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ was truly dead in the grave, and God raised him to life again as a public announcement, as Paul says, that he was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And now for all those who say, I once was lost, but now I'm found, heaven will be the reunion with the one who found us and saved us. And so John says in the text, God himself will be their God. And he will be with them. You want that, don't you? That God should be your God? That he should be with you? That's what God wants for you. God had it in mind all along for you. That you should belong to him in your lifetime. And then when you die, go to heaven to be with him forever. Before the world even began, God chose you to be a Christian. And then during your life, he made it happen when the Holy Spirit brought you to faith. Probably that was at your baptism. And now, as a Christian, As a believer in Jesus Christ, you possess all the wonderful things that Jesus won for the whole world. Forgiveness for your sins, God's grace and love and mercy and a place in heaven when you die. All that's yours through faith in Jesus Christ. And now, as you live your life, God is busy at work, repeatedly drawing you back to the promises he made to you at your baptism, and repeatedly announcing to you the forgiveness of your sins. Whenever you read it in the Bible, whenever you hear it preached like this, repeatedly God is placing in your mouth the forgiveness of your sins in the sacrament of the altar. You can't get any more intimate assurance of forgiveness than that. God is your God, and he is your God with you right now. And in heaven, you will have an even greater fulfillment of that relationship with your God. What a shame it would be if you fell in love with the things of this world. Because you're going to lose those. But remember, the last day of this world comes right before the first day of heaven. So set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, where he has secured a place for you forever. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there's so many shiny distractions all around us. They draw our attention and our affection away from you. Forgive us for loving the things of this world more than you and your word and your promises in Christ. Draw us to our Savior. Lead us to set our hearts on the heaven he won for us through his life and death and resurrection to new life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.